We're going to turn our attention now to Iran and human rights. On Friday, Iranian officials attacked a preliminary UN report that criticizes that country's human rights record. They said the report is the latest example of how the international community is trying to impose its own values and lifestyles on the Islamic Republic. Human rights advocates in Iran had expected things to get better with the new president, Hassan Rouhani. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, that has not been the case.
For Iranians and others who hoped President Rouhani would begin to turn around his country's human rights record, the UN's latest report provided a depressing but not surprising answer. It said executions in Rouhani's first year in office had increased to what UN Special Rapporteur Ahmed Shahid called alarming levels, coming days after a woman was executed for killing her alleged rapist, and after several acid attacks against women in the city of Isfahan. Shahid's report portrayed Iranians as suffering from an opaque justice system, regular oppression of women, and religious persecution. Mohammad Javad Larijani, head of Iran's High Council for Human Rights, attacked Shahid for including in his report people who had been charged as terrorists. He told state television that someone with, quote, the high-flown title of UN Rapporteur shouldn't act as a Voice of America showman.
I think such words devalue the entire report. I strongly advise him to resign from this post conclusively because his background as a rapporteur is very poor.
Shahid and other rights advocates say Rouhani, who promised human rights reforms during his election campaign, is hampered by the country's fractured political system, with hardliners well-placed in parliament, the judiciary, the security services, and the religious establishment. Rouhani and his supporters can only try for improvements on the margins. Faraz Saneh with Human Rights Watch says one good example is the case of Nasreen Sotoudeh, a well-known defense attorney formerly working with the exiled Nobel laureate Shireen Ebadi. Under Ahmadinejad, Sotoudeh was arrested on what Saneh calls trumped-up national security charges and given a 6-year prison term. After Rouhani took office, she was released halfway through her term. Then came the backlash. Sotoudeh was barred from practicing law and then briefly arrested again at a demonstration on behalf of the acid attack victims from Isfahan. Saneh says it was as if security forces wanted to impress upon her that having Rouhani in the presidency would make no difference whatsoever.
You know, since Rouhani's inauguration, things haven't actually gotten better in Iran. And in several areas, we can argue that things have actually gotten worse. The acid attack issue, I think, is a good example to look at the state of freedom of expression in Iran, and also the situation of women in Iran, which have not improved since Rouhani's administration.
When Iranians look for a ray of hope, however, they say the reaction to the acid attacks against women and girls shows the kind of grassroots shock and revulsion that may someday force the conservative political establishment to rein in hardliners. Reza Haqiqatnagad, who left Iran to pursue a journalism career with the online news outlet Iran Wire and other media, says major reforms right now are a political dead end, but change isn't always visible on the surface. In an Istanbul cafe, Haqiqatnagad says at the street level in Iran, there are signs of change in perhaps surprising places.
The people in Iran are engaged in a daily struggle on these issues. You can even see it in the kindergartens. The state is trying to implement Islamic rules in kindergartens. But mothers prefer to send their children to other schools where they can learn English and they can be happy and they can dance.
For now, however, rights advocates say Tehran continues to ignore calls for the release of detainees, such as the Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaan. And while Iran has arrested a number of suspects in the Isfahan acid attacks, it has also arrested a number of journalists covering the public protest to those attacks. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.